Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 60, How to Get Back into Shape Painlessly, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. I'm Justin Mollick, and this is Optimal Living Daily. Thank you for joining me today, and good morning if you're one of the people that has made this podcast part of your daily morning ritual. I love seeing those people in the morning who are already listening before I go to bed. It's awesome. It feels like a while that I've read from Good Life Zen, or from a female author for that matter, so I have a post today from Mary, and this one is about getting back into shape. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, so this could be a sort of introduction to tomorrow's episode to help you get into that mindset. But really quick, I'm not going to read you an ad today. I'm still keeping this podcast alive by myself, well, and with the help from some amazing people who have contributed to the show, which you can do by visiting oldpodcast.com. But if you're not in the position to contribute, you can show your support by joining my free weekly newsletter, and you'll also get free stuff that way. Just go to oldpodcast.com. Or if it's easier for you, just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222, and then free stuff will start coming your way. But for now, let's start optimizing your life. How to Get Back into Shape Painlessly, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Are you out of shape? When our body is out of shape, it usually means that our life isn't quite on track. I know that when my fitness sinks, some superfluous kilos start to collect around my middle and my energy sags. My life is out of balance. I would like to share with you a model of how to get back into shape. I'm trying it out personally at the moment, so I'm not telling you about it as an expert, but as someone who is experimenting with the best way to do it. I'm trialing a painless way of getting back into shape. What, you think that's impossible? Maybe you're right, but I think we can find a way to change so gradually that we hardly notice. Personal growth should always include two aspects, kindness and joy. Both of these together make up a good life. In terms of getting back into shape, kindness means that I pay tender regard to myself. So I don't bully myself or create pain or force myself to do what makes me unhappy. It means that I'm respectful of my own feelings and experiences and that I guide myself with kindness towards a good life. And of course, it means that I try to be considerate towards others. My focus on joy means that I want to enjoy whatever I do. Is it possible to get back into shape whilst being kind to ourselves? Or is no pain, no gain the only way? The difficulty of establishing a new habit is that whenever we initiate change, we give ourselves a fright. As Andy Ryan, an expert in collaborative thinking, explains, quote, "Whenever we initiate change, even a positive one, we activate fear in our emotional brain. If the fear is big enough, the fight or flight response will go off and we'll run from what we're trying to do," end quote. The important thing is to get back into shape very, very gradually. There's a very interesting Japanese philosophy called Kaizen, which focuses on continuous but small change. The philosophy of Kaizen was formulated in Japan following World War II. The word Kaizen means continuous improvement. The original kanji characters for this term translate as follows. Kai means change, or the action to correct. Zen means good. Kaizen is a concept that can be applied in every aspect of life. Most of all, Kaizen is used as a philosophy in manufacturing. As Steve Hudgick explains, quote, Kaizen involves every employee in making change, in most cases small, incremental changes. It focuses on identifying problems at their source, solving them at their source, and changing standards to ensure the problem stays solved. It's not unusual for Kaizen to result in 25 to 30 suggestions per employee per year and to have over 90% of those implemented. For example, Toyota is well known as one of the leaders in using Kaizen. In 1999, at one U.S. plant, 7,000 Toyota employees submitted over 75,000 suggestions, of which 99% were implemented. These continual small improvements add up to major benefits. End quote. Continuous incremental change is a great model for personal growth. If I look at my life, one of my weaknesses, as well as a strength, is a gung-ho approach to my own personal growth. Gung-ho works, but it comes at a cost. It worked well when I stopped smoking. I was a heavy smoker in my 20s, but then I stopped smoking from one day to the other. But the gung-ho approach to change lacks kindness, and though it may be helpful to let go of addictions, I think it's not so useful for establishing long-lasting, wholesome habits. One of the areas of my life that I want to improve in the next 4 weeks is fitness. I've just come back from a long stay in Buenos Aires, and I've lost a lot of my usual fitness, as well as putting on a couple of kilos. I want to experiment with Kaizen to see how to get my body back into shape so gradually that it's an easy and pleasurable experience. I've chosen uphill running as my main fitness exercise. Uphill running has two advantages. It is a fantastic cardiovascular workout, and it is gentle on the joints. My main focus is on improving my fitness, but you can apply my strategy of getting back into shape to other areas of your life. If you want to change your body shape, for example, it would mean that all that matters is that you start losing weight very gradually, even if it's just 50 grams a week. The plan I first set myself is to run for 1 minute the first day and then increase the duration for 1 minute each day. I'm now on day 5, and here's my experience. The first day was easy. In fact, I had to stop myself from running longer than 1 minute. Days 2 and 3 were also reasonably comfortable. But on day 4 and 5, the run suddenly seemed long and difficult, which is the opposite of what I'm trying to achieve. I've now changed my plan as follows. Increase my run by 30 seconds per day. After missed days, I step down the duration of exercise by as many half minutes. The reason I'm spelling out how I'm getting back into shape is so that you can join me in this challenge. Choose an area of your life that you want to improve. It may be that you want to lose weight or establish a meditation habit or get up earlier in the mornings. You can use my Kaizen method to form a new habit. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Back into Shape Painlessly by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. So let's get back into shape if you're not already. And again, I have a post tomorrow from my newest author to join the show, Ben Greenfield, for a special Wellness Wednesday episode. So I'm sure there'll be some more motivation for you there too. I mentioned earlier that this episode is ad-free, so if you appreciate this podcast, you can support the show by joining my free weekly newsletter, which also comes with some short life hacks and a little bit about what's going on in my life. Just text OPTIMAL to 44222, or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And that's episode 60. That went by so fast. I need to start planning episode 100. That's going to be here before we know it. But I'll see you tomorrow for Wellness Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.